The Gary Olsen Homer Hour. Gary Olsen on assignment. By the way, this is Mark Murphy Day, as declared by the mayor of Green Bay. He's leaving as Packer president. Seems like he's done. I'd say he did okay, but he really didn't do anything. Everything that won a championship was in place before he took over. The changes he made have not produced a championship or a trip to the Super Bowl. But not like it's been bad, but I think he's done fine. But again, that was just because he didn't do anything with the people that were in place. Joining us now is the doctor of pitching, Jerry Augustine. Even though the Brewers are playing, and, well, things just went very bad. Miami just scored. The Marlins just scored four runs. But you're not supposed to talk about baseball on a sports talk show when the Brewers are playing. But this is an educational process where I want everybody that might be listening to the Brewers now will be able to go to ESPN Wisconsin, the app, and listen to what the doctor of pitching, Jerry Augustine, has to say. Doc, you ready to go?
I am ready to go. But, Homer, I thought you were going to start calling me 94.
Oh, that's right. I apologize, because joining us now is 94, because Jerry Augustine, at his best, threw 94 mile an hour. And I would say that you probably could have thrown faster, but I don't know when you were pitching whether people put that much to how fast your fastest pitch was. All right,
yeah,
94.
You don't know. You don't know how
fast
it was.
But did you? All right, so now I have to put a little something on it, or was it your feeling that the most important thing was movement? All right, so you're facing someone, and did you ever think I gotta throw the hard one a little bit harder or not?
No, I think I was the type of guy that I had to be creative, and I had to pitch to the strike zone a lot and throw strikes and get ahead of hitters. That was my most important thing. But maybe the times when I would throw harder would be maybe a four seam fastball when I would throw it on the inside part of plate. Didn't want a lot of movement, but wanted to get it to a certain spot with a little bit of velocity. Raised it up in the strike zone a little bit. Maybe those are the times where it was 94. But you know, I probably pitched at a 89 to 92.
All right. When I was most consistent. Back then, it wasn't a four seam fastball. People just called it a fastball, right? Or maybe did privately.
Well, actually, we did call it a four-seam. Across the seams was a four-seam fastball was a pitch that was invariably fairly straight that you could locate and add velocity. And then a two-seamer, when you held it with the seams, made the ball move or sink the ball a lot of times. And actually, when I got up a little bit, Cal McClitch taught me how to cut the ball by holding it four seams on a little bit offside, and I could actually make the ball cut into a
right-hander. So what's the difference between a two-seamer and a slider? Isn't that the same thing?
Well, a two-seamer sinks away from a hitter.
And that's what a slider does.
Well, if you're, let's set it up now.
All right.
A right-hand hitter for a left-hand pitcher,
a
two-seamer will fade away to a lefty. A four-seamer, a cutter, or a slider
doesn't move at
will
all.
Go into the hitter. That's
okay.
Right.
All right. So then a two-seam is more of a screwball.
Yeah, it's like a screwball.
Yeah, why don't they just call it a screwball? Well, come on, 94. Let's just make it easier for people that follow baseball. You got a fastball, you got a slider, you got a screwball, and you got a curveball, and you got a changeup. Those are the five pitches.
A sinker or a tailing fastball is held with the seams, and you really don't turn it over a lot. A screwball, like Fernando Valenzuela, really turned the ball over a lot, like they do sometimes. They call a changeup. Really get on top and really spin the hand.
See, I want to tell you this: the doctor of pitching, 94. No one cares about all that stuff. They don't care how you do it. They care what happens. Changeup works because it, I would assume, looks like a fastball, but it's significantly slower, so you're way out in front. Curveball moves, right?
The grip moves. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how you do it, I don't care. No, but that's what they all say. They have all these words for it. Now, a cutter. Okay.
A cutter is held a little bit like.
What does it do? What does a cutter do?
It just moves. It moves short. A cutter moves small. A slider moves a little bit bigger, and a curveball is over the top. Goes straight down.
Well, why would you throw a cutter instead of a slider when a slider moves more, which is going to make it tougher to hit?
Because a cutter is thrown a lot like a fastball. You get kind of a fastball velocity on it compared to what a slider will. A slider will be always a couple miles per hour slower. Like if you, an example, if I throw 90 miles an hour,
All
I
right.
throw my cutter 90, my slider will probably be in that 85, 86, 84 category.
Right, but if it moves more, it's going to be tougher to hit.
It depends on what you do. What you try to do is you try to get the ball. A cutter moves in on a hitter where you get the guy thinking it's a fastball and it's straight. He goes in,
Right.
it just moves a little bit, and it gets off the inside part of a bat if I'm a lefty
I
going to a
got it.
righty.
No, yeah. I
Where a
mean, we're just
slide.
going righty against righty or lefty against lefty. So
Yeah,
it's all
so that's
moving
basically.
away.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. You move the ball to get it off the fat
Right. Now,
part of the
okay. Let
bat.
me now, see here. This needs to be explained. We're helping people out. They can go to this. All right. Greg Maddux, for example, or I think of Mark Fittich. There are pitchers that have late movement,
That's
which
right.
is the best thing everybody wants because then a hitter can't adjust. I thought, for example, Maddux, that it was just his normal fastball that just had more movement, and that's what made him so special. Are you trying to tell me that while I thought he was throwing a fastball, his fastball didn't move, that it would have been what they now call a cutter that would have been the thing that moved? Or am I right and they're just making stuff up now?
Well, it just means everything they do nowadays, and even back with Maddux, is how you grip the ball, Homer, and it all transcends and how you want the ball to move. If you hold the ball with the seams and you get on top of the ball, you can make the ball, if you're a right-hand hitter, tail into a right-hand hitter. That's what they call a sinker or a tailing fastball. And then if you want it to cut, what you do is you hold the ball a little bit off seams with the same way, and the ball moves away from a right-hand hitter. And what you do is you just, it's the way you grip the ball. You hold it off center, and when you come down, you just snap the ball down and make sure that your hand doesn't open up towards
Right.
the hitter, and that makes the ball move. It's
Okay.
just a matter of how you grip the ball, and that gives you the different movements,
Right. But
whether
I
it's a
just want to
cutter
tell
or a
you
fastball.
that people don't care how you do it. They just want
No.
to, they notice what you do.
That's
And
right.
all right, so this
Absolutely.
pitch does this, therefore that's what it is. But anyway, we'll move on. We got more important stuff though. All right, now let's get to Miz. All right, how do you decide? How do they decide? Who decides how many pitches he gets each time he pitches,
Well,
understanding, which I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, that it's all based on making him as ready or with as many pitches as possible come the playoffs.
I agree. I think that what they're doing, they have a certain amount of limit that they want. They know that from now till the end of the year, that he's going to have X number of starts. And in those X number of starts, they want to hold his innings pitch to a certain amount of innings pitched. And the only way they
Okay.
can do that is by putting him on a pitch count per game. And some games, if he goes out there and he's nice and smooth, he gets a lot of early outs, he'll go deeper into ball games. But if he goes in and he's striking guys out,
Yeah.
going deep in the counts, that's going to be the less number of
So what do
innings that
you
he'll
say to
pitch.
people that say, "What's going on here? Come on, let him keep pitching."
It's because they don't want him to hurt his arm. His last year, we pitched right around 135 innings or 140 innings or whatever it was. And what they want to do is they want to keep it within a 20% range of that.
Oh.
And he's getting really close already. When you look at the number of pitches that he's thrown already, even in the big leagues, he could have gone longer. There's no question that he was
Well,
at
then
a
maybe
stage
they should
where,
pitch him even less then.
well, you want to keep him sharp. You know, he's in a. I think the one thing they're doing with Mizorowski right now, Homer, to be very honest with you, they want him to go out and experience the major leagues, and they want him to do it on a consistent basis.
Okay.
Go through regular routines like you do for your starts, and get a regular routine and go out there and understand when you go in a ball game, the pitches that you throw, how they feel, how you feel, how he's commanding them, what's his demeanor on the mound, and how he's going about it. And I think that has a lot to do with forming a pitcher, and that's what took so long to get him to the big leagues. It wasn't that he couldn't pitch. It wasn't that he didn't have good stuff. It was that they were trying to take the physical part and add the mental part to it and make it work. And that, I think that's what took so long, where the mental part of it was being able to go on the mound, execute the pitches, stay in the frame of mind that you have to be in a game, and then you can succeed in what you're doing. And that's what happened. He started getting the mental part along with the physical part, and that's what made him got him up to the big leagues. And that's why he's really so successful now, is because physically He's making all the pitches he wants to make. And he, whether it's a fastball, change, slider, curveball, or a changeup, he's using all those pitches. But on the mental side, he's pitching now. He's not just throwing. He's pitching. He's using that mental part of the game of executing a game plan and going in the game and see how he uses it. And that's why the Brewers right now, there's really no formula for him in a game. It's just go out and execute your pitches. And when you execute your pitches this year, we'll formulate something in the offseason that will make you a better pitcher.
Talking with the doctor pitcher, Jerry Augustine, so that we all know what's going on with Miz. I'm saying right now, the fans should realize he's not going to pitch more than 7 innings in any game all the way through the playoffs. Will you join that club, or do I need to, or is that not accurate?
I agree. I agree with you. I think what they're trying to do now is that's why you see him going. Sometimes they'll go get him like last time after into the fourth inning or into the fifth inning. They're going to go get him or after 5 innings, depending on the pitch count, is because they want to keep him healthy. And if they can keep him healthy, they know that he can be just a big part of this team in the playoff season of this year. So what they want to do is keep him healthy. So they're going to limit his pitch count, and they're going to set him up. He may miss a start or two. They might say, hey, you know what? We're going to go through a routine. You're going to go through the regular routine you do for a starter, but we're going to skip your start this time, and you'll start 2 down, and he'll just rotate over into his next the routine after he was supposed to pitch. So they're going to try to keep him.
And nobody
as
should be
much
bothered
as they
by
can.
That. Everybody.
No, want him for the playoffs. They want, if when you take him and you put him in the playoffs, he's a bona fide number one guy who can get you through 4 or 5 innings without giving much. And he's just one of those guys. When you look at the Brewers now, they got 3 qualified, bona fide number one pitchers right now. When you take him, Woody, and Peralta, those are 3 guys that I would put up against anybody in a series.
And you can beat any
okay.
team in a series, even the Dodgers, anybody, with those 3 pitchers. If you have those 3 pitchers and they pitch well, right?
So that's yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can, because those guys give you everything, whether it's Peralta, whether it's Woody, the way he's throwing the ball right now. They're setting up Woody the kind of same way what they're doing with Mizorowski. But with Mizorowski, they're just being very temperamental on how much they pitch him, the number of pitches, and the innings pitched.
Talking with the doctor, pitcher Jerry Augustine. Yes, I apologize. I didn't call him 94. Yeah, he threw one 94 miles an hour. All right. What do you observe when you watch Miz pitch? Because I think if I were Jerry Augustine or anybody's pitching, I would notice how often the hitters look like they got no chance. And I'm asking you, among the pitchers that you pitch with were the Brewers, who, when they were at their best, and you can say yourself if it applies, you would just say they got no chance. They just don't have – he's got too much – his stuff is too good. Who, when they were at their best, showed more unhittable situations for batters when you were playing with the Brewers?
Boy, I tell you what, there's a couple guys. The guy that was always, when you talk about, he probably didn't throw as hard as everybody
I don't care
did,
how threw he hard.
Was Pete Vukovich. He had a really super knowledge. Him and Don Sutton, of course, a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Those guys really had a great idea about what they wanted to do to hitters and what they had to do to get a hitter out. Sutton, it was that great breaking ball and being able to locate fastballs up in the zone, where Pete Vukovich had a pitch where he could throw the ball, a fastball in on a guy and really spot that slider on the outside corner. You knew if Pete Vukovich got 2-2 on a guy, he was going to throw a slider about a couple inches off the outside, and the guy would look at it, and then the next time he'd come back with that same pitch only in the strike zone. He had that much control, and when he was dialed in, I'll tell you what, there was nobody better.
All right, talking with Jerry Augustine, the doctor of pitching. We got a couple more minutes. All right, now we get to Woody. That Woody seems to me, in the last recent games, every bit as good as Miz. I'm not saying he throws it as hard, but the hitters look like they have no chance. But then he's coming back from an injury. What should people understand or expect? Can the Brewers ever be sure of how good Woody can be in the playoffs? Or is it just going to be, to some degree, a guess because of his injury he's coming back from?
I think it goes at each start, Homer. I think you look at the way he does and you look at what he's done. He doesn't walk people. He gets ahead of hitters. And I think the one thing with Woody has done is you'll see every once in a while he'll get that velocity up 96, 95, 96. Yeah, he used to be a 97, 98 at times. but 95, 96. And what he does, he locates the ball as well. He's the Woody of old, adding some pitches to it. And when he, before he got hurt, the pitch that he was working on the hardest was probably his changeup. It was when he got in the ball game, when he could throw that two-seam sinker down in the zone and make him hit it on the ground, that was success. That was success for Woody. So now what he does, he has a two-seam sinker that he can sink the ball and run it away to maybe or into a right-hander, away to a left-hander. Then he has the four-seam fastball that he elevates in the zone, which has a good velocity and he can locate it real well. And then he has a changeup and a breaking ball to go with it. I think the big thing with Woody now, he is executing all his pitches so well that I think as time goes on, he builds up, he gets stronger and stronger. He'll be able to go later in the game. But they're going to watch him closely to start. They're going to let him go 5 or 6 or 7 starts where he's in that 60 to 70%, 70 pitch area, and they're going to say that's enough because they want to keep him in a good spot and help him build each time he goes out, let him stay in his routine and see how he does. And that'll, I think Woody will probably, they'll go with Woody a little bit different than they'll go with Mizorowski because Mizorowski is such a young and he's such got a talented arm. He's going to be one of the best in all of baseball, hopefully someday. But with Woody is a little bit different. Woody's going to build up, and he's going to keep building and building and building to where they feel that he's strongest. And that's going to be between Woody and the pitching coach and the pitching staff to say, hey, you know what? Here, you're going to be at a 60, you're going to be a 70, you're going to be at 80. And that how well he pitches in a game will dictate that.
Is there any way they can know for sure, or should should Brewer fans know, it's not a flip of the coin, but Woody, you hope for the best, but there'll be an unknown because of the injury for the rest of the season, and nobody can know for sure if he's going to be 100% before the end of the year. What should people, I don't know, expect or understand about the injury and its input on Woody for the entire remaining part of the year?
Well, I think it's Woody's going to dictate it. He's going to let him know how he feels. And he's pretty good about, he understands what he's gone through and this all the big things that he has gone through to get back. He understands, oh, you know what? I've had enough. I don't know how much further I can go, but he's pretty open about it. And he knows it and he understands it. He had an outing back a couple outings ago where he was at about the 75 pitch and he's throwing the ball excellent. And they walked out, and after the game, he said, yeah, I was at my limit. I could feel it. I could sense it. Well, he's a veteran guy that's been it. He's done it. He's fifth in the Cy Young Award.
But does he have any idea how he's going to feel the next outing, or is it more of an unknown because of the injury, or is what?
I think he pretty well knows. I think he knows his limits.
All right.
I think to stay in a groove with a routine is the biggest thing for Woody. And I say, you know, you could see him now throwing at a limit of a 70 pitches, maybe 75. I can see it going 85 and 90 down the road, but it's going to go, how is he pitching? How is he feeling? How is it? And when in between starts, how is routine? If he's consistent with everything, he can build it up and do very well and go as long as he wants. And I think the Brewers will be a little bit, let me just say that they'll give him more rope to go out and do more and pitch a little bit longer than they would say on Mizorowski.
All right, and now the last question about the clubhouse. Well, if you had this person, you got to make sure that it doesn't change the chemistry in the clubhouse. And I said garbage. If you got a good clubhouse, you're not worried about one person affecting the clubhouse. If one person can come in and affect the clubhouse that much, you don't have a good clubhouse. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, how was your clubhouse, and what or is your thought when people talk about you'd like to, you know, make the team better, but you have to worry about the chemistry of the clubhouse in terms of adding someone? Take it away, Doc.
I think that this ball team understands what it wants to accomplish, and when you look at a ball club, Homer, I don't think the Brewers have had a ball club that has played so well together in all three phases. I think they've had some great ball clubs. 82, we had a great ball club, and we played well in the phases. But in all three phases, everybody playing very well and doing very well is something that you don't want to mess with. Whether it's the clubhouse or whatever, it's just the way the team is playing. I think anytime you can make the team better, I think the players understand that, And I think anybody who would come into the clubhouse would be welcome because they know you're coming to make us better. Does it change the chemistry? I don't think it really changes the chemistry. I just think it just changes how you go about your chemistry in your clubhouse.
But this clubhouse is better than 82? What?
This clubhouse, I'm not going to say the clubhouse was better because we had a bunch of awesome guys. You don't get better guys than we had in 82. What I'm saying, I don't think the Brewers have ever had a team that plays in all three phases of the game, whether it's offense, defense, pitching. And pitching.
Wow.
Play at such a high level that this team is playing right now. They're
Whoa.
Playing just super. They go out and they play each game, and it's somebody new. If you look at the players, other than Christian Yelich, and I say cheerio at the plate, name other guys that are really all standouts. Probably none. There's probably guys who are good, and they're talented, and they can play. But you look at everybody kind of chips in.
They got a bunch of Gantners. How about that? What do you say? They got a bunch of Gantners, or am I underselling how great he was?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take 9 Gantners anytime because I know you're going to be in for a game and a team that's going to play as hard as
Yeah, but that's how they talk about
hours.
This team, right?
That's
like they
right.
talked
they
about Gantner.
They play, and they all go. It's somebody going to chip, somebody new chipping in every night, whether it's a pitching performance or it's a hitting performance or it's a defensive performance. This team does more things at a high level of baseball at a positive part, which you have to have in order to win ball games, than a lot of Brewer teams that have been in the history of this ball club.
And lastly, talking with 94, the doctor pitcher, Jerry Augustine. You're pretty positive in general. Can this team win the World Series, or how positive do you have to feel to say something like that? Like, come on, Homer, calm down. They're good, but let's not go crazy. What do you say when I say, with those three pitchers, if they stay healthy, this team can win the World Series? Am I going too far?
You know what? I don't think you're going too far. I think when you look at this, it's all about pitching and defense. And when you look at this starting staff, it's not just 3 guys deep. It's 9 guys deep. And you can have guys who can go and perform. Do you, when you look at a starting rotation facing a guy like Mizorowski and then going to Woody and then Peralta or whichever way you want to go, that's as good as you can get because they're 3 bona fide number ones. But you have guys starting, backing it up that are just as are quality starters. You look at the bullpen, I think they have the best bullpen in all of baseball, the way they're throwing. I think McGill has made some changes since the beginning of the season to get even better. He's in a zone right now where he's throwing the ball extremely well, but the guys in front of him are all throwing the ball very well. But when you take the pitching and you take this great defense, I'll tell you what, they're capable of anything. And one reason I say that, Homer, is this team goes out and they manufacture runs. They manufacture runs. They find a way to go out and manufacture runs, whether it's running the bases, getting base hits in consecutive orders, once in a while a home run and all that. But when you play against them, when you go out, you have to earn the runs you get. And how do you earn the runs you get? You've got to beat a pretty good pitching staff in order to score those runs. So when you talk about the Brewers manufacturing runs, you talk about opponents having to earn their runs, I think this team could go a long way, and it's going to prove out as we go along. This month of August is going to be really tell a story, and when you get into September, when you get the fun month of September. But this club has all the attributes of being a really good club that can go a long way.
Talking with the doctor of pitching, and yeah, everybody, they were listening to the game. It doesn't matter. We're going to tell the world. You go to ESPN Wisconsin, the app, and then you listen to Jerry Augustine, the doctor of pitching. We've run out of time, but you know my one question was going to be, and I'll ask you the next time.
What is it?
Is this pitching staff so good that Jerry Augustine wouldn't have been good enough to pitch for this team?
Wow.
Don't answer. Don't answer.
Okay.
Because already people are thinking I'm mean. People are thinking I'm mean. 94. I'll ask it next time. You can think about it.
That's awesome. That's a great question. I'm more than happy to answer it.
All right. Mike Lucas, next.